Welcome to the Raise Up Podcast. I'm Athena.
I'm Charlie.
And Charlie's here with me, and we're so happy that you guys have joined us today for this episode. And we've got some questions, that people are looking for answers on, and so we've got a list that we're going to go through. It's going to be a Q&A session today, and we hope you guys enjoy it. And we would love to get more questions. You can go to the website at raiseupmindset.com, submit questions there, and Charlie and I will tackle each one.
We'll try.
Yes, okay. So one of the questions that I have was, actually, before we start with the questions, Charlie and I were talking off camera about one of the dynamics of our relationship.
And alcohol.
Which, by the way, we are completely sober in our life, so alcohol's not a factor. But he was just talking about, we just finished up a meeting, and he was giving me some feedback about the seriousness of my tone that I was coming in with. And one of the things that I really appreciate about our relationship is how we bring each other into more of this like regulated harmony. So where there could be something that I'm passionate about and I'm getting a little intense, or I'm putting off this intense energy, and he's seeing that or feeling that and working to bring it down a little bit more. And so I just wanted to say thank you.
You're welcome. So energy is so important. As we try to be in a positive energy force and we try to give positive energy to our employees, we want to be positive. So when we're, I wouldn't say talking down, we're talking towards them. Sometimes it's got to be in a lighter factor than it is. But I mean, things are still serious and we have to do it. But it could be a serious with bringing the energy up, or it could be serious in bringing the energy at where it's at or down level. And we want to make sure that they're feeling the energy that we're trying to boost them up, and we're trying to do a good thing for them. And this happened to be our mechanics that we're talking to.
Yes,
and
our
shop team. And with a fleet this size and your 120 plus vehicles, we always have work orders and things that need to be done. And some of their frustrations were the same work orders are getting put in, so they're breaking the same things, they're doing the same problems. And I just had to reassure them that, unfortunately, that we feel the same pain they do, and we have to do a lot of education on get them not to break the same things and have the problems they're doing.
How to use things properly so
yeah.
that they don't
and
break.
So, yes. No fault to them and no fault to our drivers. It's the training and education that we have to put into our drivers, which goes into our shop team, which goes into our CSAs, about filling out the forms correctly. So as we see things that don't get done correctly, we try to rectify them and fix them. And this is one of the things that we're doing. Now that we're out of the heat of our season, which is like a May, June, July, August, September, and we're coming out of September, it's time for us to revamp and redo things and just in a positive manner.
Yes, and evaluate what do we need to optimize? What are some of the things that we saw? So it's kind of like a little mini debriefing, but
yeah.
Also it was meant to be encouragement.
And it was meant them to give us feedback and stuff that we can do too, and just reassure them that this same cycle is not going to keep happening.
So that kind of brings me into one of the relationship questions. One of the questions was, how do you handle disagreements or conflicts in business decisions without affecting our personal relationship? And I can tell you that before,
let me get some water for
this one. Used to be much harder, but I think this is a good example of what we just went through. Was you have to come to a place where we're not against each other. We're moving towards the same goal, and therefore it's not a personal, like his feedback towards me in my tone or my delivery wasn't to hurt me. It was to get us to this goal of, we both want a positive environment for our team. We want them to feel that energy lifted. We want them to have encouragement and to feel uplifted when they're leaving a meeting or having an interaction with us. And so keeping the ability to have that feedback loop open is critical. And I'm not saying that we can do it 100% of the time, all the time, because we all have moods or lows or whatever, but for the most part, like, I think that's part of it.
You know, it's a delicate balancing act, really it is, because when you work with your partner, your wife, your husband, your significant other, whatever it might be, you know, it's hard not to bring it home sometimes. It's hard not to bring, because as things happen at work, they call Athena, they call myself, you know, we're interjecting and trying to help and do things on this. So it's hard not to, but it has gotten way better. I mean, holy tamale, it used to be some drag out yelling, scratching match and walkouts and things like that on be able to get some air, but it is way better now. And we try to do it. We're not coming from a place that we're trying to hurt each other or trying to one up the other person. It's just like,
hey, it's not a competition.
Yeah. But hey, it's like, you know, in that meeting, like we were just talking about, like there was some very serious talking. You can really see it. And you can see the kind of like everybody was kind of coming down a little bit. And I'm like, well, hold on. Let's just talk about this in a little way, different way. This is why we're trying to do this and give them the positive factors on it. And none of it was a negative factor. It was just like, hey, this is what we're doing. This is how we're going to do it. And this is how we're going to do it. And it's a lot sometimes for people to take in. And even for ourselves sometimes, when we're getting people that are coming at us and saying this is a problem, this is a problem, this is a problem, we have to really filter that out and say, really, what's the problem? Is it our drivers? Is it our mechanics? Is it our detailers? Or is it the system and process that we have right now? So when you filter it all down and you kind of get down to the nitty gritty, it's probably a little bit of us not giving the proper training that we should be giving on how people to get out of the doors.
Or communication.
Mm-hmm. So then we relook at this and say, listen, guys, this is what we're going to change. And then when it changes from here, hopefully it trickles all the way down to the bottom effect. And I think that's where we're kind of getting at. So again, with your wife or your spouse, we have to have those conversations. Like, yeah, yesterday I was on a kind of a low and I was having a little hard issue and we're having some kids that were acting a little inappropriate. So we were a little bit like, I was like, hey, I'm not feeling it today. I'm really feeling like this kind of down because like there's a lot of stuff that's going on in our personal lives. That we have some friends that are in the hospital. We have some things that are going on in our personal things. And we're not trying to bring that home to our family. And so it's hard sometimes not to, but you got to realize that it's not their fault that things are going on at work. That's not our kids' fault. There's not, you know, that everybody else
has
personal
issues. There's no one to
blame. No, it's just life.
Yes.
So you got to kind of overcome it. You got to take a deep breath. And then when it gets a little too serious or somebody's a little bit too intense, you're like, hey, we just got to be kind about this. We got to be nice. We got to just reset this whole atmosphere and where we're at. And let's get on with the rest of our day. I mean, it doesn't have to ruin the whole day. Today it's 11 o'clock, you know. It doesn't have to last until 11 o'clock tonight. It can stop now and go forward. And I think that sometimes one of us just has to come out of that and just say, hey, this can go. So right before this, my wife came over and gave me a hug. And she didn't kiss me on the lips because she puts this like horrible gloss on there. It just sticks like shellac. So she gave me a kiss on the cheek. So I appreciate that. So she was trying to be kind and a gesture and reset things. So.
So there you go. There's a little tip of reset. You know, you made a really important point about, you know, one of the things that I know to be true about you is that you can read energy in rooms and from individuals like really acutely. And that's something that I think everybody has the ability to do if you start to focus in and really start to pay attention. But Charlie has really dialed that gift in, and I know that's true about him, and so I choose to listen to him when he's giving me that feedback, because I see how that is something that I can like tap into as a super tool for us.
You know, and I didn't really feel that, because I think sometimes I was a lot of the negative energy. I was like, you know, it's gonna be my way or the highway, and it was there. And it really, in this last 6, 8, 9 months, I really feel that there is this super energy that's in the room, and you can either be part of the injury, you could be part of the downer, or you could be just a negative, or you could be a right in the middle there. And when you walk into a room, sometimes you can feel the energy level and how it is. When you walk into a room and there's, you know, people are smiling, they're happy, you could feel that energy come in the room. And when you kind of walked into it, like our mechanics were walking in here, and you could feel a low energy, like that was like they were happy to see us and talk to us about it. But when they left, you could see the energy level started to come up, and like, okay, they could see light at the end of the tunnel. And that's the important part, because as leaders or as people in our organization that they're looking up to and they really want some help, it's important for them to realize that there's a pie in the sky, that there's light at the end of the tunnel and where we're at. And that's just not our mechanics, that's our management team, that's everybody. And so what we're trying to do is just let them know that, listen, we just came out of a 6-month season of being really super busy, and here's what we're gonna do to regroup. And our October is like our shoulder month, and we got plenty of time to October it. So if we have 43 work orders in there, we know 20 of them are gonna be super easy to fix, then we'll just work on the easy ones right now, get the low hanging fruit, and then we'll go on to the next ones and figure that out. But guys, it's super important because you have to have that continuity. And even if it's just your business partner and it's not your wife or your spouse or something like that, you guys have to have that teamwork in there, because if you don't, it's going to be really tough. And you know, when you have family members that work with you and family members that work with you, it gets a little bit intense sometimes. So we just want to let them know that this is a good place to work and where we can be at. And then we got to be solid at night because shit, you know, that's our, where we go to bed to each other, with each other. So that's got to be solid too. So it's got to be well-rounded.
Yeah. And I think another part of that piece is knowing when to hold space. And I know that there's moments where you, let me back that up a little bit. What is holding space? It's staying regulated when someone in front of you is like in a low or is starting to lose it a little bit, where you can be that centered person for them while things are starting to fall, or if they feel like the sky is falling but you don't see it that way, you can just allow them to be in that moment and not contribute to that negative energy or contribute to making it worse, like, oh my gosh, you're right, the sky is falling. It's like not feeding into that, just allowing them to be in that space.
Yeah, I think that was where I was at last night. I was in a little bit of a low. You know, we have some friends that are sick. We have some things that are going on in our life. We're getting ready to leave for like 6 weeks. You know, we're going to be gone. And, you know, there's just a lot to do before we leave. And, you know, we're on two different houses that we're building. And one house we're building, one we're remodeling. It's a lot going on right mm-hmm. now. And we're, you know, T-minus, it's the 16th or 17th today. And we're like, you know, we're 13 days from leaving for a while. And we have a lot of business trips coming up. We have some personal stuff coming up. We have a family cruise we're getting ready to go on. So like in my mind, I was thinking to myself, should I really be going to all this stuff? Should I be doing it? And I know that we need to, and it's imperative for our business and for our relationship to do it. But on the other hand,
and it's been planned for months.
Yeah, well, it keeps more kids getting added onto it.
So. Well, I figure we're already out of town.
Yeah, so and I agree, and we need this, because when Athena and I are solid, everything else is really solid. So and then our business is solid, and our kids are solid. But it's a lot going on right now. So yesterday, thank you for holding the space for myself, because I was in a not lose it mode, but I was in not a...
You just were processing.
I wasn't the high energy that I would normally be. I was out of like a real here, and then I was venting off a little bit, and Athena just held the space for me, and then she curled up to me, and you know, I got some good night's sleep last night, and I feel better today. So I feel like I'm more energized today. So if I'm not showing that huge energy today, I am coming back off of having a little bit of a low yesterday, and yeah. I feel better today.
Yeah, and you know, there have been times where holding the space for me was just like, you just got me extra food and you were like extra nice to me that day. You gave me extra compliments, or
Feed you every day.
You do feed me almost every day. That's another thing that helps too, is that he makes sure that I have food every day. And when we travel, he always packs me food. And that's
just one
super
of the small
thoughtful.
Things I could do.
Yes, it's really thoughtful.
Because she fills out my applications for me.
I push paperwork.
She pushes paper. I don't like to be a paperwork pusher.
So, but I would say that those are some realizations that have just served us in powerful ways, is knowing when to hold space and even what is it. And it's talking about bringing yourself to this higher level of self-awareness and caring about what's happening around you and like feeling that real energy or that vibe from the others. Because when you're just focused on your mission, you're not really even paying attention to where you're driving in your car. You're like, this is what I'm doing, and your brain is going, and
you pass the exit.
Yeah, and it like brings you back into
presence.
You're
in LA, and you have to spend another hour and a half trying to get back to your exit.
yeah, we've been there before.
But you know, it's anticipating your partner's needs too, I think sometimes. Like, we just got back from the Women's Classic. We did the Women's Classic.
Yeah.
And Athena was one of the fishermen, and I was helped with transportation. And it was super cold out, and I knew my wife would be cold, and she was on the boat for 4 or 5 hours. So I was trying to think of something warm I could get her. So I was scouring for Thai restaurants.
And this isn't an easy order, because I don't eat dairy, I don't eat gluten, and And so he has to like figure it out. Plus then it has to be like organic vegetables. And it's so,
yeah.
And we live in Alaska.
I'm trying to talk to foreign people that English is not their first language. So and, I'm trying and to explain gluten and
Stirling. Is that where we were at?
We were
Stirling?
In Soldotna.
Okay. So it's Soldotna, like Alaska. Middle of like, it's low. It's
a smaller town.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a smaller town. So, but they had some great needs. They had, it was SIAM or S-I-A-M restaurant, and they were very accommodating. And, I wasn't sure to get her chicken or tofu, so I got her two different soups, so I would do it.
Which both were fine.
Yeah, and so it was funny is that when we got there, I got the bus, and I got it like 15 minutes before they got off the boat, and it was nice and hot, and she's like, is it hot? That was the first thing she got. I was like, it's soup,
so
I just got
cold.
It. And then the food wasn't even served to anybody else, and she was at the table just chowing, and her, I was like, nobody's even able to eat anything. She's like, I'm so hungry, I'm so cold. But, you know, anticipating what your partner needs, and sometimes like that, you know, I got a new Blackstone. I love my Blackstone thing, so I've been doing a lot of cooking on the Blackstone for chicken and rice and vegetables and all this other stuff. So I've been trying to go home at nighttime to be able to make sure that we're cooking food for the family and getting things ready because we're trying to eat healthier. And as you guys see that I'm my goal is to get my weight under control and to be healthier. So when you're eating healthier, so we're eating more organic foods and we're eating more healthier and we're really watching what we do. And so it's your clarity-ness of, is that a word of clarity?
Yeah, clarity.
Your clarity, excuse me, is way more when you're eating healthy and you feel healthy and you're in yourself. And that's one thing is you really have to feel good about yourself to feel good about others too. And as I'm in this journey, I feel like I'm much more helpful and much more insightful in what I'm doing and how I'm saying it and what I'm doing and about giving advice and talking to people. I feel like I can just see the answers now. It just before I was searching for them, but it just like it flows so much more easier. And I think a lot of that has to do with the food I'm taking in, the lesser food, probably the food intake I'm taking in. I mean,
the higher quality of food.
Yeah,
I don't think too.
And the carbs and things like that I'm not taking in as much anymore. So I, you know, when they say that it doesn't really matter what you're eating, that doesn't really compute now because it really does take in like a. I doing these hydrants, Kono, K-O-N-O, how do you say that?
Alex's company,
yeah.
Kono,
these hydration packets,
electrolyte
packets were taken. You know, I started taking his and I ran out and I was in a little panic there and I'm like, holy shit. And so we ordered some and you guys could be a little fast in your delivery, I'm just going to say. You know, like a week and a half to wait for your stuff. This stuff should have been like
we
Amazon.
We are in Alaska.
We're going to talk to him when we go to the next Awaken on what his shipping needs. But I went over to get some liquid IV just to have some stuff that was going in there. Those things are like 45 to 65 calories per one. I'm like, I'm only taking in 12 or 1300 calories a day. I'm like, well, this is horrible. This is a whole meal that after I eat two or three of these, I miss out on a meal for this.
And Alex's is only like, what,
five calories?
Yeah.
So we ordered like three huge packets, Alex. So if you're watching this, we got you. And we got on an auto order now. So I drink two or three of those a day because I was realizing I quit Monsters. I quit energy drinks. I quit all these things I was putting bad into my body, which was just dehydrating me. I didn't realize how ashy I was getting, how my feet were peeling. Like I was really having some drying issues that I was drying, dehydrating my body out almost like. And now I hydrate. And so if you guys see my Stanley cup here, I try to drink 12 to 14 a day of these in Alaska in the cold. When I'm outside, I'm drinking like 18 of these a day.
Now keep in mind, he fills it halfway with ice. So
I fill it the first time halfway with ice and it kind of goes down and I refill. But I'm on the average probably getting, you know, in the somewhere in the neighborhood of like 180 ounces of water a day with a little bit of Crystalite, and I take three of those packets a day to keep my electrolytes and my salt in there. So when I say all that stuff, this all happens for our decision making and what we're deciding. I'm not drinking those energy drinks now. I take some coffee and I take some Zippy Bears. Zippy Bears have a little caffeine into them because I need a little caffeine in my system. So.
Well, and I think that's what I recognized years ago was what I was putting in my body affected my productivity.
Crazy. I'm not giving up my pasta. I'm not giving up my bread.
You know, and in my mind, it was like there's no pasta on the planet that's worth brain fog or low energy or bloating or any of that. And so it's just, that's just one of the ways that my, that how I operate, that he operates differently, that we kind of like work to like grow each other and balance out.
She's usually above the curve a little faster than I am on this stuff. Like she says, oh, I'm not going to eat this stuff because it just doesn't affect. I'm like, yeah, it doesn't do that. What are you talking about? And then as you don't do it, then you realize really what it affects. So again, that sometimes your partner is a little bit more ahead than you are and you have to kind of listen to that. So I try to listen a little bit more. It means I don't give everything up. You know, I haven't given everything up yet. I'm not gotten gluten-free. I haven't gotten dairy-free, but I can tell you that my intake is way different than it used to be.
And it shows like exponentially in just everything that you do. Like I do notice that there are just so many more intentional things that you do in your life now that you just didn't think about before.
Oh, I'm sure Holiday and all those places are going broke on me not buying Monsters now and or picking up a hot dog or, and even when I was trying to drop weight, I was eating just cheese with some salami in it, that these packets, because I wasn't wanting to do the bread and stuff like that. But you don't realize what that junk really does to you. And I say that it's not because people eat badly. It's just intentional thinking about what your food is. And then when we were going on trips, I was really nervous about what you would, because the airplanes, you know,
there's usually not a lot of awesome gluten-free options.
Well, there's either gluten-free or then there's dairy, or there's not, or there's dairy and then there's no gluten. So you usually don't get a double whammy. So I would make like 6 packets of food for you, because I was worried that if we ever got trapped somewhere or something happened, that she had enough food. So there'd be avocados.
You'd chop avocados and season them for me.
Yeah,
and put
eggs,
like meat roll-ups.
Well, not even eggs anymore. Yeah, so just anything that she could use, hummus, things like that. Because, you know, of course, you can't bring something that says 8 ounces of hummus, but you can put 8 ounces of hummus in another tray. Nobody says anything. So it's like you gotta get around these little rules of TSA. But I mean, she would have these packs of food and she'd be eating. I'm like, well, shit, that looks good, because my food's gonna suck. So I start eating her food too. So I realized, well, I better pack a couple more trays just in case. I was roll up some turkey in there, a little bit of mayonnaise. But intentionality is where it is. And I think that's where we're trying to be, is more intentionality of what we're doing and what we're doing. And like today, I didn't feel like I was really positive for the positive cast, but I'm glad that we're doing it, because now that we're into it, you could see that our energy is up in what we're doing.
Yeah. So. And that's really important, because when we're together, I feel like we can bring each other up. And I've actually been in business meetings where I really felt like the energy was low from one person. And after hanging out with Charlie for 30 minutes, he brought that person up to here. And I was just like, wow. It's like the things that you just, I notice about you now are just so, I mean, it's so awesome. So. But, well, so if you want to circle back to some summary on some tips for working with your partner or your spouse, I would say that remembering that you guys are hopefully like working towards the same goal, if you're growing your business or you're optimizing or you're putting processes in place, that you are, you both, the end goal is here. How this person gets here and how this person gets here might look a little bit differently, but it's like to know that you're both going in that same direction.
Oh, there's a couple of different ways to get the flat top. One's a harder way, one's an easier way. Which way do you want to go?
Climbing a mountain, the face or the trail.
Exactly.
Which one?
So yes. You can go either way, as long as you guys end up on the same mountain.
Yeah, and then I would say another piece is remembering that they're not your enemy, that allowing the feedback loop to stay open and remembering that this is not to hurt me, it's to like to actually make me better and to like be in that.
And you have to be comfortable to be able to talk to your partner about that too. I mean, that's because you put yourself out there, it might sound like one thing, but it's, you have to be able to accept it the other way. Does that make sense? So it's not criticism. It's constructive. It's what we're saying to each other is constructive. Like, hey, it's okay, but here's how it was going, and this is what I felt. So.
And you don't, I mean, I remember, especially when we were younger, this, it felt very much like I was, I got this competition vibe constantly, and that's
younger,
probably
that was just like a year ago.
Well, when we were younger, it was like
it was way
intense, and that competition mindset, like I don't even feel like I'm in competition with other motor carriers in our region. Like, I focus on how I'm bringing myself and where I need to be. And honestly, there are days where my 100% was actually 100%, but then the next day, my 100% that I could do that day was like 70% of what yesterday looked like, but it was the best that I was bringing. So it's having some grace in that space too, and knowing, hey, we've got a really big day tomorrow, and so what does that look like? What do we need to do to support each other? And that's what you do for me in a lot of ways, where when you're like, I don't think about food so much, because you're always thinking about food for me. And so, well, that relieves me.
When you're
me.
Only eating once and a half a day, you know, you want to hit that food bar. It's like, I'm hungry. Like, you know, when I go eat my sushi roll, it's only 350 calories, and I eat the same one because I know I can count on that as a good protein source and whatever else I'm eating. I mean, then I know that you've got to eat too, because you haven't eaten yet.
So. Yeah. So, well, I appreciate that when you think of yourself, you think of me. And honestly, I prefer it that way. I would much rather that he was thinking about himself in this intentional way that led him to also include me.
Yeah, well, 9 times out of 10, I go get her food before mine, and then I get put on trips, and then I don't get food for another 2 hours because I'm worried about getting her soup. It's hot.
So again, when he thinks about himself first in that way of him taking care of himself and doing what he needs to do so that he can show up for the rest of us, that's like the best, like in my mind, that's the best place that you can be to like be there for the rest of us. So there you go, you guys. We answered the question on working with spouse, like what are some of the things that we do? What are some of our thoughts around that? And stay tuned for the next time when we go through questions and answers. And we'd love to get some questions from you. So go to raiseupmindset.com and submit your question, or you can throw something on the YouTube comment line. And for those of you who have started partaking in our Raise Up response sheets, we'd love to hear from you. So if there's some changes or some other things that you think that those could be helpful, or just some other topics, we just want to hear from you.
You know, and one thing that I've learned is we are watching other people's casts and podcasts and stuff like that, and some people have shared it to us, and I think the important thing is for you to share ours too if you guys think that somebody else could use it. And sometimes just putting it on your own post, that what we're doing, somebody gets to see it, and it's just a small nugget sometimes that'll help somebody get past that point they're at. And you know, we have lots of friends that I share posts to my close group of friends, and I repost really good ones that I see that are really positive. And there's so many positive people out there that are really putting good stuff out. And if you feel like ours is, put ours out there, because we want to be able to reach somebody else. The whole idea of us doing this was to reach other people.
And uplift them.
Yeah, and uplift them, and not have them go through some of the struggles that we had to go through. And that was one of the big things that we talked about, the whole raise up mindset, is how can we raise other people up? So if you think that'll help out, just repost it.
Yes, please share. Thank you. Thanks again for joining us on the Raise Up podcast. You can find us at raiseupmindset.com. Our socials link there, so you can get anything that you need from Instagram, Facebook, our shorts. You can download the podcast straight from the website. If you're listening on another platform, please like, subscribe, share. We're just getting the word out on really the encouragement and propelling the entrepreneurial movement in our communities. Thanks again for listening. We've got something special at the end of our episodes now, where it's called the Raise Up Response. This is just a sheet that if you want to dive deeper, it's got questions, it's got takeaways from the podcast. Click the link below and you can request it. It'll take you to our website and find it in your inbox. Thanks again. Bye-bye.